How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Not bad, not bad.
Excellent, excellent. I have a co-host. His name is Will Morgan, and so I'm going to add him right now. And then he is in Denver, Colorado, and I'm in Boise, Idaho.
Okay. All right. What an interconnected country we are.
It's really become that way, where before the underground networks were really underground, and now the internet allows us to connect all over the world.
It allows for a lot of things.
It does. Okay, are you here, Will?
Yeah, can you hear me just fine?
Yeah, I hear you great. Okay, so the way we do this is we count backwards, we start a clock, we read a short introduction, and then we go for 42 minutes and normally end up at the meaning of life, the universe, and everything. And so if you're all ready, Adam, then we'll get into it.
Sure. All right, that's what I'm here for.
Okay, so let's see. I've got my window open, and then, yep, I'm ready to go. And it looks like Will's starting, so I will be counting, and it's recording. Oh, and just as a note, my babysitter's getting married this summer, and so she keeps canceling on me. My toddler. I've got to meet the caterers today. I'm really sorry. It's like, dude. But so he's moving around the house, and probably you won't hear him, but just in case you do, I'm sorry.
Okay, all
Okay.
right.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Through with the some love of the light, O man, my man. Come careening out of the night, O Pan, O Pan. O a milk-white ass, come over the sea,
Hold up
knee
a
to
sec,
knee.
Will. You're really breaking up for some reason.
Well, I have my recorder going as well.
All right, I'm just gonna.
Check, check, check.
We're gonna try that one more time.
So is this a poem by the great beast I hear in the background
That
there?
is what we're trying to do here. If we can get, let me.
Okay.
All right, I hung up on Will. I'm gonna see if I can't get a better connection out of him. Are you okay? Here we go.
Is that better?
Not really. Let's see. I'm gonna stop this. Okay, so do some more talking, Will. Let's just see how you sound.
Testing, testing, testing.
Yeah, that's a little better. Okay.
Check, check, check.
Yep. All right, here we go. Five, four, three, two, one. Well,
All
thanks for
right.
doing this with us. There's so much material. It's hard to know where to go with it all.
Well, I can understand that. It's, I have a lifetime of publishing. What do you focus on, you know?
Yeah. And
But
then
anyway, thank you for doing the show, and I appreciate it, and hope it goes well for you.
I'm sure it will. It's so interesting because you do kind of straddle this pre-internet world and then now in the internet world where it's a different landscape, but it's people are still interested in the same things.
Yeah, right. It's yeah, it didn't go away just because of the internet.
And it made things. I wonder if being able to get at occult and objectionable material easier now has made it. Is it making it more prevalent in the culture at large?
Hard to say. You know, I what's interesting is that because people can find it online, but they think they've got the information, but they don't because it's not put together in a book. And what a book does is do something different than reading a Wikipedia entry.
Right. A book takes due diligence, fact checking, and
Well, yeah, everything, you know.
A journalistic standard that the internet doesn't have in a lot of sectors.
And also, people like, it's a headline culture. You know, people think they've got the story from a headline. Or you don't really, not at all. You maybe got the false idea of the story, too.
Yeah. Is there anything exciting on the horizon for you or for Feral House that we can point our listeners at?
Well, we're getting books back from the printer shortly. One's called Horizontal Collaboration. If you know the book Voluptuous Panic, it was about the sex culture of the Weimar Republic, the Weimar Germany and Weimar Berlin. And that was a big book for us because it really turned people on to what was going on in a way that textbooks don't usually point to in pre-Nazi and Nazi days in Germany. Hmm. Now, so this horizontal collaboration, that was a term about Parisians who collaborated with the Nazis, and usually that came from sex interactions. That's where a lot of the Nazi soldiers went, and everyone else in Europe, practically, for that purpose. That very strange culture, the Vichy period. And so this new book is by the same author as Voluptuous Panic, Mel Gordon, and it's fascinating, very visual. And so I'm excited about that book. There's all sorts of things going on. Forever in the publishing thing, always researching new books, always getting books together, going through that business of putting them out into the world, you know. There's things you got to do that's like minutiae.
Yeah.
And writing and talking to salespeople and stuff like that, you know. It's all part of the game, you know.
You've published some of my biggest heroes, like Ken Thomas and stuff, but I'm also amazed at how much art is involved with Feral House as well, with the different collection of pulp covers of so like Mexico, and then the stuff about the graffiti underworld is an interesting book, and then also cultural things like Cholo style and stuff. And I'd like to thank you for such an eclectic taste in art.
Well, all right, great. I'm glad you like it.
But so what? Okay, so we have a good friend who lives in Port Townsend. But then also we were an acquaintance of Lauren Coleman, and so it's interesting when the synchronicities pop up. And primarily our audience really is keyed into the idea of synchronicity and meaningful coincidence, and so I think that's why I was asking so many questions toward the beginning about Jack Parsons and, you know, this Jehovah's Witness preacher is saying that the Antichrist is going to be born or going to arrive on this day or something, and that's his birthday, and it's also connected to the beginning of World War I.
Well, call that as Downardian, right? Like James Shelby Downard?
Yes, and he definitely resonates very loudly in our world.
Well,
I had to have known him on a personal level and visited him in Memphis. Maybe that's another
a whole nother program. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shelby Downard, because he's really important in a lot of our perspectives. Yeah. Certainly Lauren Coleman's.
The way he kind of deconstructed things is a way that we also like, you know, where you take reality symbolically and then deconstruct it and see if it isn't saying something more, and then wondering, is this intentional? You know, like Illuminati powers are sending messages?
Is there some kind of unconscious, you know, global collective unconscious that's controlling art in some meaningful way, that you almost have to break through, you know, like a symbolical code breaking of with free associative skills.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. I mean, it's not easy to do business when you're thinking along certain lines like that, too.
Yeah.
Well, I really think it is time for us to get our day started, gentlemen.
Yeah, so thanks again for...
Sure.
I let the recorder run. Could I use anything past the initial 42 minutes, possibly?
Whatever you like.
Okay, and then if you're amenable to more conversations, we have people that are interested in everything you do.
Just about everything.
Shelby Feral Downard, yeah, all the whole world of Feral House is definitely right up our alley.
Our playing ground.
All right, cool. I'm glad you guys are and do your shift program. All right, cool.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Take care.
You bet.
Take
Bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.